Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон trap донсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаа. Дагаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа.
What's up, people? It's me, Adam Hunter. We have a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's Monday, quarantine. It's 4:20. I got my friend, a really good friend. I consider a lot of people friends. I consider you a really, really good friend. Vince Pichel is here. Vince from Hell Pichel, waiting for Greg Wilson and Tyler to come in. And then, we also have Gilbert Burns on the podcast today, who's won 5 in a row. Dude's a monster. I want to thank
this be Damian Maya.
Let's be Damian Maya. Knock him out. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California, so get it delivered right to you, okay? Don't leave your house to get the marijuana. Have it delivered, okay? It's a pandemic. The last thing you want to do is be in a dispensary. So get it delivered right to you. Speedweed. They're killing it right now during the pandemic, by the way. I talked to Gino.
I bet they are.
They're doing really, really well.
Hey, guys.
Follow them at Speedweed. So I am so excited about today because Vince Pichel, I've been a fan of this dude since The Ultimate Fighter. Back when he was on The Ultimate Fighter, he was always kind of a dark horse, great guy. Then he beat Anthony Njikawani, who I took his class, by the way, his kickboxing.
He's still mad.
He teaches?
he teaches in Vegas. I took his kickboxing class. Hmm. And then Vince is obviously an awesome fighter, and he won his last fight. You won like your last, what, 4 to 5 fights?
I don't think I was on a 5-fight win streak and then I lost to Gregor.
Right. You were on a 5-fight win streak, lost to Gregor Gillespie, which, by the way, how crazy was that Kevin Lee fight against Gillespie?
Oh, my God. I wish Gregor would have even tried to stand up with me for like 30 seconds so I could have knocked him out, dude. But, dude, Kevin Lee did a good fucking job. I was like, oh, when I saw it. He was sleeping before that foot even walked away.
Were you surprised?
What up, you guy?
How come Greg's only showing up here and there? I want to see his.
Oh, no, you got to change your setting. See how the right says
gallery view?
Yeah, gallery.
Ah, there we go. There we go.
What's up, dude?
What up?
Something for 420. I want to smoke one.
Right? Happy 420.
All the MMA roaster. There it is. Hey, dude, going hardcore. Going fuck nuclear it, with that shit.
Long little Olympics, dude. Tie roll.
Fuck yeah. Roll it, brother. I usually do a water pipe myself, but since it's 420, I like to go old fashioned.
Yeah.
This is a joint rolled with 6 different kinds of weed.
Ooh, nice.
No, so Vince, by the way, so when you're watching that Gillespie fight, are you shocked that that's how it went down?
No. I honestly thought Kevin Lee was going to knock him out because I feel like the wrestling was going to nullify itself. Kevin Lee is a good wrestler. I feel like he had the wrestling that would have stopped Gillespie's. So in my eyes, I was like, fuck, he's going to be the one now to beat him because he's going to be able to expose his shitty fucking striking game, right? And Lee has a decent striking game. He has a very, very decent striking game.
Now they're saying Gillespie might fight Zabit next.
Why is he going to fight? That's a bad move.
You think
Why?
So?
That's like going backwards, yes. Why is he going to fight Zabit now? And a smaller weight class after 45?
I guess. I don't know. That'd be a good fight, though. I mean, tell me you wouldn't watch that fight.
I would watch it. Gillespie should belong at 45 because he's a small guy for 55, but I think he could do okay in 55, but I don't think Zabit's a good fight for him because Zabit will keep that distance and keep popping him and knock him out probably quicker than Kevin Lee could, if you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, theoretically, you know what I mean?
Theoretically.
Like, knock him out pretty fucking quick.
So,
do you have a Twitch channel?
I do, yeah, I'm streaming it right now.
That's what I thought because I was like, also, I love that you went from like not doing anything to having like a green screen and a gamer's chair and the fucking pro headset.
I don't know, this fucking sucks out, to be honest.
Dude, you fucking.
He has 3 monitors, bro. 3 monitors.
Yeah. I was going to say because the camera's not coming from what he's looking into.
No, because my screen is right here. So I could put it over here and then swap it around on my OBS, I guess, for so them. All right, let me do that.
Look at you, man. Jeez, you're in the Matrix, brother. What happened? That's fucking
honestly,
awesome.
Honestly, like, I've had a lot of off time because of my injury.
And right.
So I've spent some time learning some nerdery and shit. Here I am. I'm like learning coding and shit too.
Dude, that's brilliant. No, that's awesome, man, that you're like, listen, I'm not going to use my mind while I can't use my body.
Yeah.
So let's talk exactly about that, because doing. Your last fight, you were up against an undefeated kid. You were the underdog. Everyone was saying like, uh-oh. Then you came out and you kicked ass.
What up, Tyler?
Yeah. What up, buddy?
First of all, I don't understand why I was an underdog against Roosevelt. Why was I underdog against that kid? What was like, who, what fucking dumb shit put me as an underdog against him? What's the reasoning? Like,
you were the undercard against, you were the underdog against his record.
Yeah, against his record. That was it. Like who has he beat? And like, has he fought anyone that isn't even half as skilled as me? Like, fucking
no, of course not. No. Maybe because they found out that you were not having real training camps. You were flying to Australia to
I wasn't taking it seriously.
You were smoking weed every day, building gamer chairs in your house.
I still do. I smoke more right now. Shit.
So then you had the fight of your life. I mean, we were going crazy. And then you disappear. And then you get depressed. Like, what the fuck? Like, you won. Like, when you lose, you come back the next day. And you're excited about, like, what happened?
You know what hit me? Is, yeah, I won, but. What can I say? Like,
what?
Smoke buddy, bro. Smoke buddy, bro.
That was a smoke buddy, dude.
You didn't know. Are you? No, I don't have a smoke buddy. I have a window fan. That's what I have.
I'm gonna get you a smoke buddy, bro. Yeah,
a smoke buddy.
It's a personal air filter. So I blow my smoke in this fucking thing, and it's gone. This guy, Greg, that owns Smoke Buddy, this fucking company,
yeah,
perfected the toilet paper roll with dry sheets.
I was gonna say, dude. I was gonna say, do you live in a dorm? Is that why you have to have one of these?
No, dude. It's just
because that was the last time I needed it. You know, ever just since
how I fucking roll, bro. But I mean, I don't need it, but I like to have it because, like, I have family.
Don't want to bother the cats,
huh?
He doesn't want to bother the cats.
I actually try to get my cats. I'm able to relax them. Those fucking things got such bad anxiety, but. I have family over right now. Like my sister is.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And she's staying here. So her kids love my cats, and I don't like her kids are on their teens, and I don't want to be fucking that, like that fucking pothead uncle, even though they know I fucking smoke weed like a fucking chimney. You know what I mean? They know I do. I just don't like to put it in their face. So
totally, because the whole place would reek and they would obviously be very well aware of it.
Yeah. And when I don't use it, my windows are closed and then it still smells in here. So I can't have them in here. And when they knock on my door, I'm like fucking peeking and shit.
So, I'll be like, be right with you. Be right with you.
Now, yeah, aren't you sponsored by them too?
Yes, I am sponsored by Smoke Buddy. Smoke Buddy, Miss Mary Jane.
Good, that's awesome.
My sponsors.
That's supposed to be your first answer, dude. That's supposed to be. Why are you using that?
Smoke Buddy?
Actually, it's the best product on the market.
Well, I actually did a, what's it called?
That's what they call native advertising. He just worked it in like it's part of an interview.
Yeah, everyone knows I'm not like a douchey advertiser. Like, I'm not.
That
like,
was great.
Hey, use my secret code because it'll get you.
You can't do that. That's not you.
You know what I mean? All right,
so let's talk about the first question. You disappeared. What happened? Okay, I kept texting you, come on the show, come on the show, come on the show. And you kept saying no. So honestly, what happened?
Honestly, I was just super depressed, and I feel like stupid for saying it because it was like at the time it was pretty intense, but it was honestly, it wasn't that big of a deal, right? It was just something that hit me harder than it should have.
Like, well, you shouldn't feel stupid about saying it. I mean, it's very
natural. But I do,
everybody
because
goes through it. You know what I mean?
I know, because now I'm past it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a drug addiction. Like when you're in there, you don't like you fucking hide it. You know what I mean? Like you don't tell people. No one knows you're on drugs. You hide it even though everyone knows. You know what I mean? Like that's just how I was. And like now that it's passed, like I see it. You know what I mean? Like it's my emotions out of it now.
So. What was it? Was it a girl or a relationship?
Little herpes.
Yes and
little
no.
Herpes?
Yes, I know. It was yes and no. It wasn't like so much a relationship, but it was more like the aloneness. Like, right? Like I didn't have anyone to share this cool thing with. Like, I had my friends and whatnot, but in the ultimate end, like, I just had myself, right? And it was something that I wasn't used to. So that kind of like then, and this is why I feel stupid about it, is because it wasn't something that actually was bad. It wasn't like a bad depression. It was just like, oh fuck, like, okay, it's over now. Like, let's do something else. You know what I mean? And then that's why I went back in the other camp. But then what happened in that other camp is I got injured and then I had to pull out of this fight. And then in the fight I had to pull out of was a Russia fight, fight that dude, Alex, whatever the fuck his name was. Who ends up getting the fight? Roosevelt fucking Roberts. Roosevelt Roberts fucking beats this dude, like beats the shit out of this dude. Like it's fucking stupid. So like I like watching that and then like being on the sideline and like the nature of my injury, like really fucking hit me too. Like that fucking sucked for me. Like that was like, oh man, like that's what made it real bad. And then I was like, fuck everything. I don't give a fuck right now. You know, like I just got super depressed. I just stuck to myself. I did what I could to keep myself happy. Like in the meantime, like just, you know what I mean? So I don't totally just fucking lose my mind and turn hateful. But like it was, and this is why I feel like it's stupid, is because like now when I talk about it, like it's not that big of a deal, right?
No, dude.
I want to cry right now. Like it's hurting me right now. Like thinking back on those feelings, like it hurts me right now. But like right now I'm past it, but it hurts so bad. Like it's, and that's why I feel so stupid, is because something like these stupid things hurt me so bad, right? And it fucking
sucks. But you're human, you know? I mean, just because you're a fighter doesn't mean you don't feel shit.
I know.
It's just that little kid that's still inside of everybody.
Like, exactly. And
also, that's the real thing. Like, and that's what your adult person makes decisions based on, that little kid. So it's like when you're sitting in those feelings, you're like, fuck, dude. Like, it's a change. You know, you're changing as a person. You're realizing you're changing as a person. Oh, shit. I'm going from this to this. And now it's like, I don't know what to do.
I mean, I kind of figured that's what it was, because a lot of fighters seem to have that. They get that huge rush and that huge win, and then they get that come down. And now, especially if you're alone, now you have no one to celebrate with. And I figured you needed your space, which is why I got kind of left you be. But then I was like, fuck, man. Like, and then when that fight got canceled, I got worried, because, you know, you're, what, 36, 37?
37, yeah.
37. But you're also – you haven't taken much damage. And you didn't start wrestling when you were 3 years old. You started when you were in your 20s. So you still got another 5-6 fights left in you. You right?
Dude, honestly, I have a lot of life in me.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me, he's got a lot of fucking life in him. Yeah, I have fucked my body up. Okay. I don't know
what it is. When he's on top of you, pinning you against the cage, there's a lot of fucking life there.
Yeah, hey, is nobody going to mention the fact that Tyler looks like Davy Crockett?
He just needs the hat.
He does. He needs a coonskin hat. He's there, man.
Well, listen, Vince, man.
Sophie.
You know, listen, we're always there for you, man. I'll speak for me. These guys are idiots. Okay, but I am always there, man. And I hear you. You know, the thing with a comedy, it's kind of the same thing. You get that big show, that big rush, whether it's Tonight Show or this or that, and then all of a sudden it's like over. You know, the good thing is that we can do comedy the next night, but the bad part is that you can't as a fighter. It's like you can't, especially if you're hurt, you're injured. And you're like,
yeah, but you as a comedian too, you could also have a good night and then be fucking complete shit the next night. You know what I mean? Like,
or in like an hour.
I've had the same extremities, even more extreme to me.
Doing a show with no laughs, because that's what Adam made me do on Friday night.
Okay, so first of all, it was Saturday night.
It was a show.
All right, Vince. So we do the show. So we're doing the show via Zoom now, the comedy show, because we got to get it out, and people are asking for comedy. They need comedy.
And this is the first one I've agreed to do of yet. And they've been doing it for weeks. And people get, I'm like, nah, I don't want to do it.
Really,
I'm like, I'm
going to
do it with Adam.
So the thing is that you, as a Zoom, not everyone's like you has a fucking high tech. People are just learning Zoom for the first time. So you'll be doing a show and people's sounds all even, and you hear, bleh, 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 you know, or a fucking a dog start barking, or someone gets robbed, or someone's, you know, having sex in the background. It fucks up the thing. Or they heckle. This thing called Zoom
compressors and shit.
Or they're called Zoom crashers, where they go people and they just crash Zoom, and all of a sudden horns on every
trolls,
street.
Dude, fucking trolls.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All walks of life. They're in all walks of life.
Or they yell the N word. It's just crazy, right? So we mute. Mute everybody.
Sophie, I'll let him introduce himself in a second.
So we mute everybody except for the comic. Well, I forgot to tell Greg that. So Greg thinks it's like a professional. He brings his own microphone.
Dude, I set it up like a comedy club. I was ready to do a show.
So he does like he does 2 minutes, realizes that no one's laughing, and goes. He goes, this is exactly how I thought it would be. Shows up.
I go, you know, I had my trepidations before we started this, and it's nice to see that I was 100% right. Thank you, guys. I'm done. Good night.
And he disappears. Doesn't even stay for the rest of the show. He just
walks off.
So gone. He's gone, right? So then he calls me up, and he's like, you muted the crowd?
I go, who does that? What is comedy without laughter? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Torture.
Dude, I'm I'm crying laughing.
It is torture, dude.
But no one, he doesn't know, and they don't know? He
doesn't know that at all. Like, fucking runs out. It was so funny. I was like, I wrote back, ha, 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 like 90 fucking
I'm like,
ha.
You're an asshole, dude. That hurts.
How far
like
into a set did you, how far into your set did you walk out?
Like a minute.
Like 2.5 minutes. Like 2.5, 3 minutes.
What are you doing?
Like, but wait a minute, but wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I would like to refer to Einstein's theory of relativity in a vacuum. Oh, and here's the worst part. I didn't tell you this, okay? So I was doing it on my phone, so you can only see like 4 people at a time. So I was trying to scroll over to see just audience people, and instead, right when they introduced me, I wound up on a screen of just me.
Oh, you didn't see the audience?
And in the corner was smaller me.
Oh. What the fuck?
So I'm performing. I went to the page. I was just the speaker. And I saw myself. So all I saw was me and with no audience and no sound.
Well, one guy's screen was a fat guy jerking off. One guy was just jerking off in the corner. I swear. I had to get him out of the fucking thing.
Well, and see, that's the thing about having
that
a
screen. That would have been better than just... Oh my that's better God. Than just seeing you. Oh that's God. Doing comedy in the fucking... You comedy in the mirror...
That's what it was.
Stand in the bathroom and do comedy at you at yourself.
Right, practice in the
mirror. It was the worst thing of all time. I was just like, what am I doing? This is horrible. Goodbye,
Greg. After shows, like you can't find Greg. He's either like doing coke or partying or drinking.
That's not true.
Having fun, dude.
Don't lie, Greg. He's just living his life is all. Adam, don't be jealous.
He called me three times that night. Three times going.
I was so mad. Who roots the audience?
Dude, I was dying. Because
here's the other thing. I went and did a different one last night and destroyed.
Oh, see?
Because the audience was on. Because
you could hear them.
Hear them, and they were laughing, and we were having a great time. It was a great show.
Hard because we had 120 people in the...
That's why you got to charge something. Nice. You got to charge something so that not anybody can just walk in and be a piece of shit. I mean, even charge a dollar.
I know, but I fucking hate going to hell. But I hate asking people for money right now.
Why don't you
guys...
Why don't you guys use Twitch or something? Why don't you guys use Twitch? You could use Twitch, and then you could restream on fucking this and YouTube and fucking do other shit too.
Because here's why. Because I like the idea of this, like, once the show's over, I delete it. Like, I don't want these shows getting out there. You know, just for not only for me, but for other comics. Because
you can make it to where, you know what you could do is you can make it to where only subscribers can look at the shows.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's better ways to do it than how I'm doing it.
I would hope that my set does not exist.
I want to see it.
Does it,
dude? I'm
sure it does. I'm sure it does.
Dude, my show.
It's Saturday, boom,
dude. I took it seriously, right? So Saturday night, I got booked by a couple. Booked me yesterday to do a private show just for them via Zoom, and gave me a decent amount of money. It was a little awkward. I'm just doing me for 2 people. It was like her birthday, and they couldn't leave. I did 45 minutes for 2 people.
That's pretty personal.
Via Zoom.
That's awesome.
Did you get some afterwards?
And I was going to say, were they doing it or something
Did you get the cook afterwards?
Some to a 2-month-old baby, and they were just laughing. They were just laughing and saying thank you. And I'm like,
oh, my God, you have the baby in your arms and you're doing it?
I'm like, I would do this every day if during the quarantine.
Oh, their baby.
Yeah, their baby. That was their baby. So dude,
you're gonna be the most refunded act on what is it, private only or fans only?
My fans only. Fans only?
My fans only.
I don't know what it is. Is it my fans only or my fans only?
Only fans.
Only fans? Like, that's it. Only fans.
Only fans or fans only, something like that.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, that is not the show I was expecting.
Fans.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Tyler and Greg, will you guys introduce yourself, like your name and then what you guys do? Your profession for my peeps.
Oh, sure.
My name is Tyler Smith. I, up until last February, was still an amateur fighter. Vince cornered me. I teach jiu-jitsu. I coach wrestling. I work security. I'm an actor. It's all fucking over the place.
Ooh.
Figuring
he
it
hunts,
out.
He forages.
And he's now I'm...
How
now
tall
I'm,
are you? How tall are you? How big is your dick?
I am 6 feet tall.
Ooh, he's got the mark, too. He's at the mark.
Yeah. 6 feet tall, and my dick is good size.
Greg, my wife just cringed just now. Greg,
what? Hearing the part about Tyler's dimensions, didn't want to hear about Tyler's dimensions.
Greg,
I'm Greg Romero Wilson. I'm an actor. I'm a comedian. There you go. I'm a short round in every way you can define that.
I'm a short round? Oh my fucking God. fucking guy.
Tyler, I gotta ask you, man.
Yes.
You're the only guy I know who went to Iraq for on a vacation.
On a vacation.
Great.
So that's not true. I went to a place.
Oh, we went to for those. Yeah. So everything.
Honestly, it was the experience was probably. I mean, you guys were stuck on a base, right? Or did you get to go out in town?
We're on a base.
Stuck in base.
You're stuck on a base. So when I was there in 2015. It was like almost exactly 5 years ago. And we were in Erbil, northern Iraq, or even north of Erbil, doing classes for the Peshmerga, which is like their militia.
Okay, so you guys, how you said that again? Say that again.
We were doing classes, like first aid.
We were training.
Lifesaver classes. Yeah, we were training them, basically.
No, like the name of those, what'd you say?
The Peshmerga.
But you've been out of the military, right? Yeah. So you're out of the military.
Out of the military.
You and a couple of your friends.
It was me, another Marine that I served with, and then two more Marines, or one more Marine, and his family.
And so you were like, we're going to go back there and open up our own school for Iraqi soldiers?
No. We were...
Yeah, because we trained them, basically.
I'm not really... Sure.
Not liberty to say.
Talk about her or whatever. We were. It was a little hairy, basically.
So we
went over there.
I hear that about everything in Iraq.
We were actually detained by Homeland for 2 days in Chicago.
Oh my God!
On our way out.
Are we associating with a known terrorist?
You might be. no, they. Yeah.
Let's be honest, though. He's not that well known.
It was I'm just.
He's an amateur terrorist.
He still got all his fingers.
ISIS wasn't big effect. ISIS wasn't like full effect. And there were people, you know, there were some fucking select few dumbasses going over there as ISIS sympathizers, you know, posing as whatever and like taking off. And so, like, they legit like held us in Chicago, put us up in a hotel, gave us money for food. And so it was really cool because I was spending federal government money and it was awesome.
right.
But yeah, they just wanted to make sure, like, clear us.
Right. So you guys were over there. You were over there. You guys are kind of starting your own business out there, kind of.
But we weren't charging for it. We were just there. We were there like funded money. We set up a house for like battered women or like ISIS sex slaves, set up a house for them in a secured location, like a gated community in the, you know, north part of the city. And like, you know, there was some underground stuff going on, but like we were just there to help.
Yeah. Maybe. Doing your good. Doing your good deed.
Felt bad. The guy I was with was in Ramadi in 2003. And so he was like basically there securing, like making sure that what he did was worth anything.
Okay, I'm still very confused, but okay.
Yeah. It was a lot.
I love the Jewish kid can't figure out how you didn't make money.
45?
He's like, so when did you try to make
money? I mean, we had a stipend for ourselves for like paying bills at home and stuff. So it was like, you know, made like $1,500 a month just to pay the rent and pay, you know.
He was actually trying to just do good in the world. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was basically just trying to do good. And like, you know, we could see pretty early on that our hands were kind of tied. So it ended up being a lot of like food and blankets. Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't want, because they're like, oh, yeah, thanks for being here and like showing that you care. But like, we, you know, don't want you going out in the city because you're Americans and there are people that want to kill you.
Wow.
Right. We had a couple, there was a couple times we were walking around and like, there was a guy like looking at us and we could tell he followed us for an hour.
All fucking sus and shit.
Like, all right, cool, man. Like,
that happens to Greg every time he's
fucking here. If you want to do it, like, here we are. But nothing ever happened. The worst that happened was we like almost got hit by cars crossing the street.
Got it. No, Vince, you invested a lot of money into your gamer system. Are you making? Are you getting sponsored by game? Is this becoming a business for you?
I have some subs, yeah. So I'm making a little bit of money, but I'm not really doing it too much for the money. Like I am doing it for like, you know, me to make money, but I'm not doing it so much for the money right now because fighting is my main source of money, right? Like I make money fighting, so I'm not really to like focus on like milking every money from everywhere I can. You know what I mean? I'm well off. I'm okay. So I'm doing that. But then, you know, ultimately I want to turn it, what I'm going to do is I want to eventually start a channel. I want to start doing technique videos. I want to do some striking stuff. I want to do some grappling stuff. You know what I mean? And then what I want to do is I want to have coaches that I train with, you know what I mean? Not necessarily just coaches, but also training partners, because I myself have so many training partners that are so good at certain things that even coaches aren't that good at, you know what I mean? Or that good at explaining it. So I want to also expose some fighters and friends and let them share knowledge that they want for the fighting community, you know what I mean? And do that. So that's something I want to do also. I already thought of a name where I'm naming it The Science of Violence. That's what the name of it's going to be. I already have the YouTube for it that I started. So I'm going to do that. I just have a lot of stuff that I'm working on right now. I'm trying to teach myself coding right now. So, and I'm trying to make myself a website, and I'm trying to get my product line off right now, basically, is what I'm trying to do.
What are you doing to teach yourself? Like reading books, online courses?
What do you mean for the science of violence thing?
No, the science of coding. Like, how are you teaching yourself?
I'm just doing it online for now, just on my own pace, because it's a tedious fucking thing. And like I can only sit here and do that for so long. My attention span will fucking literally.
I bet I'd be the same boat.
Yeah,
if I had any interest in doing that whatsoever.
Right. So, and once I'm good at it, it'll be okay, because then I know what I'm doing. But like I don't fully know what I'm doing right now, so it's a little frustrating at times.
Have you gotten laid with the pandemic yet, or no?
Have what?
Have you got any? I know that back in the day you were a big coxman. Have you gotten laid since the pandemic?
Back in the day, like a year.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm actually seeing somebody. I'm actually dating a chick named Alex.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet her?
Where'd you meet?
We met on Bumble. She sent me a thirsty message.
And hell yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I feel like you're not. There's a little bit of truth in there somewhere.
There's a little bit of truth.
There is.
But girls have to respond to you on that app. That's why I like it.
Does she have tattoos and glasses?
She has glasses. She has no tattoos.
Oh.
She's totally my type, though, like pasty as hell redhead. Like she
nice.
There you go.
That's that good white meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so God. In MMA news.
I want to say so much shit right now.
So in MMA news.
Say it.
Say all of it.
I can't, because I'll get banned because I'm on Twitch.
So in MMA news, let's talk about that for a second. So okay.
One second. First off, I had a question. Tyler, what weight class were you? Were you feather or light?
Me?
Yeah. Did you fight in feather or light?
70.
Oh yeah, fuck 70. Yeah. This motherfucker's 170. Jesus. Okay, never mind. Continue.
All right. So Anthony Smith's house got raided. Some guy walked into his house, tried to like rob him, break into it.
Anthony Smith?
Yeah, the guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Anthony.
Did he murder him?
It was like, I guess, a tough fight for him. The guy was on some kind of crazy drugs. I mean,
yeah.
It was the middle of the night. And he did beat him up. I mean, fucked him up. But I guess it was like, so then John Jones.
Did the guy have a weapon?
I don't think.
Yeah, he had a knife.
He had a knife. And I guess he was like a high school wrestling champion. It wasn't just some like random person.
For real? What the fuck?
So it was on drugs. Some crazy shit happened. So John Jones then tweeted like, man, if anyone came into my house, they wouldn't be walking right now. So now they're beefing, Anthony Smith and John Jones.
Yeah, John Jones would have shot him because John Jones has like a ton of guns.
Yeah.
Like,
Or so maybe.
I don't understand the argument. Ooh, you're tougher. No, I would have fucking killed him.
Like, I mean, John might have.
There would have been no struggle.
John Jones probably got a fucking M4 next to his bed, just like probably tied to his fucking nightstand.
I mean, John might have given him his cocaine. The guy would have overdosed. I mean, there's other ways John could have beaten him. You know, maybe he would have ran him over when he's fucking. But yeah, so they're beefing, which also.
And then ran away.
Goes line for line.
John Jones would have fled the scene of his own house.
That's pretty stupid of John Jones to say. Like, the guy's obviously going through a tough time. I mean, how is that?
That's a very insensitive thing to say, especially given the situation. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like someone living in your house there. Privately, in a house like that is a very fucking fucked up thing.
Not only that, but like John Jones might, I mean, Anthony Smith could have been the champion if he would have taken that, like, you know, and basically John Jones a favor. He was down 4 rounds to nothing and, you know, he could have walked away as the champ because of the illegal knee or something that happened during the fight. I forgot exactly what I was there, but
he did.
You know. Yeah.
He had too much pride. He had too much pride and didn't want to. He didn't want to, dude.
Honestly, what would you have done?
Yeah, you can't take the belt like that, dude.
Yeah.
What would you have done, Vince?
I don't know, dude. But in the back of my head, I want to say win's a win, man. Like, you know what I mean?
there it is.
Like, I don't know. Like, in all honesty, I would want to win it, right? I don't want to knock John Jones the fuck out because that's better to me than the title itself, right?
Right.
But winning that title and then being like, okay, I'll train later and then knock John Jones out is also an option. So, but I don't know. Would I have thought of that in those seconds that I'm in there and I, like, you know what I mean? I have the opportunity where I've been like, this motherfucker, dude, fuck this guy. I'm going to fucking push his shit in right now.
Yeah.
You know, I might have wanted to push his shit in.
Greg, what would you have done?
I can kind of sympathize.
Oh, you know. I would have been like, hey, let's settle this over an 8-ball and some Jack.
What'd you say? What'd you say? Short and round? Short and roundy?
Short round. You're not even
a short round.
A short round?
I'm a short round.
Greg, can I even answer my question? The question wasn't what would you do with the house invader. If you're in the fight with John Jones, you're down 4 rounds to nothing, he illegally knees you, you could win the champ on a technicality. But instead he's like, no, I don't want to win like that, and loses. Would you have won?
I think that anybody that gets to that level of fighting is such a fighter that that isn't even an option to take the technicality.
What would you have done?
I would have taken the technicality.
that was the question.
I mean, obviously, look at me. I'm like, wait, we could just not fight anymore?
And I made it this far?
I'll take that. I will take the option A, yes. You're like, bring out the belt. Woo!
If, in all honesty, if you think about it, I mean, Dana would be pissed, but you only spent so much time to win the belt.
After party starts right now.
Also, too, in the hindsight, you might have got the record of beating John Jones in, you know what I mean?
Well,
what if no one beat John Jones in that amount of time in 3 rounds ever again?
Not true. Matt Hamill also won.
Oh, yeah.
Technicality.
Ooh, dude.
That would have been so funny if John's only two losses are because of those technicalities.
Every time
I watch that fight, it makes me more and more furious at the ref. I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing, man? Well, and then strike, 112-6. Oh! It's like, no.
Honestly, that 12-6 elbow is fucking stupid.
It is.
It is the stupid rule. Is one of the stupidest rules to me. I think
there's also different interpretations of it too. So there's the 12-6 elbow where the motion is coming from your head to your chest, and then how Herb Dean interprets it. If you're on your back, it's not 12-6.
It's 93.
Up and down. It's horizontal or parallel with the ground.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's still the 12-6 elbow.
Throw it from your back, but you can't throw it from here, which is less powerful anyway.
So Vince, have you heard about Fight Island?
Do you know the reasoning behind this rule, why they keep it the way it is?
Why?
Yeah. It's because when you're upright and you're doing it, and it's actually from the sky to the floor, there's gravity that's helping you.
What?
You're having an aid helping you in the fight.
Yeah, but isn't there always gravity helping you anytime you're jumping on a guy? Or
slamming a dude when you're punching down, that's why it's fucking dumb. Like, the athletic commission is
strength.
Oh, they're so stupid.
They're helping you with the motion. You have to just kind of like flop around with your joints.
I don't know.
Vince, have you heard about Fight Island?
Yes, and I want to fight on Fight Island.
Yes. Yeah. Now
I'm all for Fight Island. This quarantine thing is let me say this, it's slightly needed, but it's a little much, but what we're doing
now. So the saying, May 9th, I heard that. So they found the location of it, or the rumor
damn
is,
it they found location
the rumor
who sent location
is the Fight Island is a previously owned island in Fiji known as Namali Resort. The resort is owned by Tony Robbins. It has a popular
oh my god,
that is awesome.
has a population of 900,000 and just 17 cases of COVID-19 and zero.
What?
Almost a million people?
Yeah. Live on the Fight Island.
On a private island are almost a million people. That sounds crazy.
Hold on a second, guys. Hold on a second. Hey, Twig, how many cases do you guys have out there?
What, someone lives there?
No. I have someone in here that's in New Zealand right now.
Twig?
Yeah, well, they have names on here. His name's I'm a Twig 420.
Oh,
so
nice.
I just call him Twig.
Hey, Twig.
I guess 420. We have Twig on our podcast.
We are all in California, yes. Are you in California, Greg? You're in California, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, can we talk about Fight Island? So
we're all in California.
Yes, right, I want to find Fight Island. I think it's really fucking awesome. I'm actually pulling up this on the map right now so I can look at it myself.
It's 5,700 miles from Vegas, 8,000 from New York. This is the rumor. This is where it is, the rumor of where it is. Tony Robbins. That's good. I think Tony Robbins is a huge MMA fan. Is he going to be there giving motivational speeches while people are walking to the octagon or wherever this is?
Yeah, how's this going to work, really?
And they're saying that May 9th is the big card. It's going to be Gaethje versus Ferguson and Dominic Cruz versus Henry Cejudo is going to be on that card.
Dude, I'm excited. I love. I just want to say love Dominic Cruz's fucking shit talking that he's been doing.
Who's gonna win that fight? So who?
Well, because you love Dom Cruz.
So. I love Dominic. He's a friend of mine. We're good friends. I love him to death. Honestly, I'm giving the advantage. I don't want to say big time, but I'm giving him a moderate advantage, and I want to say that to Henry because of his skill set. But I think Dominic can most definitely win. If he evolves his style to the new age of MMA and what it is today, because now you can't have your unique style like he has, and be unorthodox and have your thing and it's gonna work, but you also have to have shit that isn't part of your style. You also have to have other things. You have to have pieces of you that aren't you that you could throw at people.
Right. You got to mix it up so you don't become predictable.
Yes. Otherwise, you become a puzzle that gets figured out. And my biggest thing is I figure people out. Like, my coaches, I get fucking chewed out so fucking much because every fight, my first round is slow. And people think it's because I need to warm up. It's not because I need to fucking warm up. It's because I'm watching that motherfucker. I'm looking at him and I'm seeing what he's doing because he's a predictable son of a bitch and I know it. And I'm looking at the things that I've already seen that are predictable, and I'm seeing if he's doing it. And then if I know that he's doing it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to fucking test. I'm going to poke and prod. And then eventually I just steamroll the motherfuckers. And that's why my fights, I end up steamrolling guys the way I do. Like, I start slow, and then I get heavier and heavier and heavier on them is because I figure them out.
Isn't there a danger, though? Is there a danger of that? Because sometimes you can have a shitty judge or something, and it's a close fight.
Yes.
The first round.
Yes, it's a very dangerous game. But...
It's a
strength. It's a strength that I have. And in fighting, you play to your strengths. You don't play to your weaknesses, right? When you play to your weaknesses, you let the other guy play his strengths. So it's a game of playing your strengths and being more dominant in your strengths. And if that strength doesn't work out, you know what I have? I have my technical side. And if my technical side doesn't work out, you know what I have? I have my fuck this. It's balls, big hand, swinging side. And if none of those get it done, hopefully I get the decision. If not, fuck. I obviously didn't win that fight. You know what I mean?
How's your weight? You look you don't look as big as you usually do.
No, I'm pretty light right now. I'm about 180 pounds. I'm pretty I'm watching my weight. I'm eating pretty healthy, aside from some shit food that I eat while I'm fucking gaming and stuff. But I mean, it's not.
Are you working out?
Yes, I'm working out. I'm working out at home. I'm hitting my bag right now because my striking coach. My strength coach's gym's closed, and it's an issue. And to meet him at a park is a problem. And then I don't know, it's kind of more trouble than it's worth around. So I'm just kind of working on my own. Cause plus I don't really have partners, and just hitting pads can only do so much for me. You know what I mean? I need the sparring and I need the live interaction. So, but I am grappling. I have a couple places that I can grapple. So I'm grappling right now, and that's all I'm doing, but that's actually perfect for me because I've just been cleared to be able to fully train now. So for my surgery. So yeah, I've had my surgery was done December 11th. I had a pretty bad labral tear in my left hip joint that I got in training. I actually think I suffered it. Fuck, man. When I fought, what's that fucker's name? When I fought Gillespie. Because after I fought him, I had like a back issue, and then, you know, my back was fine, like all of a sudden, and then I kind of hurt my hip, and then my hip started getting bad, and then I was like, fuck, wonder if my hip was what caused my back, and then, you know what I mean, so on and so forth, like the compounding events of that chain.
Yeah, yeah.
But so December 11th, I had my surgery. Actually, I did a USO tour before my surgery, which fucking killed me, bro. Like, I was falling apart at the end of that tour. But I had a blast. I was just there for 2 weeks. I did it with Carlos Sparza, Alex, the great. I fucking love Alex. Huh?
I remember seeing a picture of that. You know, butt buddy Alex.
Yeah, I love Alex. Alex Hernandez. I love Alex.
Oh, yeah.
And then we did it with Shane Crutchin, too.
Oh, nice.
And then Amanda Early, of course, was running the thing. It was a fucking blast. I loved it.
Did you grapple with the soldiers?
Yes, I grappled with soldiers every chance I got. I was the one that had to go with the big guys too, like the fucking big old juiced up Marine dudes, which was like fucking gnarly, bro. Like,
I heard that.
They're not good.
But you still kind of fear for like your safety a little bit because they're fucking like they're like cockstrong teenagers in a man's fucking body, right?
Yeah,
and they're just fucking just these motherfuckers, and they're like. Just gung-ho, right? These motherfuckers headbutt through walls to get to you. Like, that's just how they are, right? That's yeah. The mentality these fuckers have, and that's the mentality that the Marines have to have, to be honest.
But I know, I hear they're always like, oh, I've never rolled before, and they're like purple belts, brown belt.
Yeah, there's so many sandbaggers. We get sandbaggers all the time, dude. We're like, oh, yeah, I've rolled a little bit, or I've had a few that were like, oh, yeah, I've grappled a little bit, and I think I've been doing it here for, like, 6 months, you know, a couple months home and, like, here for, like, 6 months, and then I'll roll, and then this dude's, like, probably, like, a fucking D3, D2 wrestler, and then he's, like, a purple belt, and, right, he's trying to, like, prove it in that timing and shit and do some fucking off-the-wall fucking shit, and I'm like, you fucking lying sack of shit, right? And, of course, when I catch him, I fucking strangle him for a little longer than he taps, but, yeah, we get that a little bit, but for most of the guys, it's all good fun anyway. Like, we had a good time. Like, anyway, like, that's the beauty of grappling. Like, you could fuck each other up and you're still okay. Like, striking, yeah. You fuck each other up, and afterwards, you're like, oh, I need to fucking sit down, bro. Like, you're a fucking dick. I'm mad, bro. You know what I mean? Like, where it's grappling, like, you can tweak each other and you tap, so it's over, right? Like, it's up to you to not get hurt. So,
now, Carla, as far as it could be very frisky. Like, Carla can be very frisky at times.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I know that, you know, you're
oh my God, yeah.
I know that you're a single, good-looking guy, or at the time you might have been. Did she ever try to, like, hop in your bed or anything? Or?
There it is. That's all we need to know. That said it all. You got it. You're done. That says everything.
So wait, what? No, because she's a hot girl. She's got a little good little body, the hot little Mexican.
Yeah, she's a really cool chick. She's a really cool chick. She's fucking awesome. She's super fun. We were fucking around so much out there. Like, honestly, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, like me, Carla, and Alex were, and honestly, all of us and Shane too. We were all just kind of fucking around too much out there. I'm surprised we didn't get in trouble at all because we were just being fucking shithead Americans for a lot of it. But nice. It was really fun. It was awesome. It was a good time.
So is everybody else.
Oh, good.
But waiting for Gilbert really fun.
Like, fucking buildings.
My best part again, honestly, was like getting attacked by the dogs.
Oh yeah, that was
getting attacked by the dogs is always the best. Okay, look, in New Zealand they have 1,140 confirmed cases. Wow. 300 probable. Only 7 new cases yesterday and falling.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's in New Zealand. They had 300 cases at the start of the lockdown on the 23rd of March, and they peaked at 90 new cases per day during the lockdown. And
so, now they're so what's going on with your other jobs? Like your AAA, you're being a contractor, being a...
I'm not working right now. I quit all other jobs until I'm done fighting.
Yeah.
I quit the union. I'm doing side work here and there. Nothing too crazy. I'm doing small jobs because... Like, I don't know. This is going to sound stupid too. Like, I don't want to just keep working just to like gather money up, you know what I mean, for no reason. Like, I know that sounds really stupid to do, but I'd rather like spend my time fucking chilling and focusing on fighting than kind of half separating it to other stuff.
You have to, man. You're in a, it's not, this is not 1994. Like, it's,
I know, but
everybody else is a full-time fighter, and you have to be a full-time fighter.
Yeah, you do. And I haven't been for most of my career, and it's been so fucking hard, bro. Like, so hard. And it's stressed me the fuck out at times. Like, it's like, I've cried a lot. Like, it fucking just sucks. Right. And I've lost a lot because of fighting. Like, I've lost a lot because of fighting, like a lot of things dear to me, I've lost. And it's not because of just things that happen. It's because fighting took priority, and I had to choose between fighting or those things. You know what I mean? And if I have to choose anything, if fighting is between anything that I have to choose, I'm going to pick fighting. I don't care.
Dude, comedy is the same way for me and Greg, I'm sure. I mean,
yeah. It has to be.
I don't care. I don't care if it's fucking my future. Well, I care if it's my future, but I don't care if it's like another job. I don't care if it's a girl, another person, like a relationship. Like, the only thing that I really like put aside is like family. Like, if my family needs help or something, like I'll help them with stuff. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But other than that, like, I don't give a fuck. It's fighting. Like, I'm being greedy now, and I'm chosen fighting until I'm done with it. Just so that way I could say I give my all and I'm whatever, on my deathbed, you know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah, man. What's up, people? With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on, from their online casino to poker and blackjack, as they are bringing the Vegas to you. Missing the NFL? No problem. BetOnline has live, daily Madden NFL 20 simulations you can wager on. If you're into entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. All open 24 hours a day and all online. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join us today to receive your new welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online wagering solution.
You know, when I teach stand-up, I tell them at the beginning, I'm like, listen, you don't try and fit comedy into your life. If you want to be a professional comedian, you have to build your life around comedy.
Yeah.
You know? And comedy has to be the main thing you're doing. Everything exactly. else has to be ancillary, you know? And that's the way it's got to be if you really want to do it for a living. There's a lot of dabblers. World's filled with dabblers.
Yeah.
You want to do it for exactly. a living, it's got to be the main thing, and everything else comes after.
And that's the thing, too. When people ask me, like, can you give me any tips for fighting? And I'm just like, gung ho, bro. Like, all or fucking none.
Yeah, sell out to it. Sell out.
They just look up. They just like, woo, and then I'm like, dude, I don't know what else to say. Like,
yeah,
you have to just like, you just have to want it. Like, with fighting with me, like I was fighting my whole fucking life. Like, I got my first fight when I was like 7, I think. Like, beating up some fat kid for picking up my brother, right? So like, and I fucking just loved it. And then like, I watched movies about fighting. I just loved it. And
Greg,
like,
why were you picking on his brother?
Like, short rounds, trying to pick on my brother and shit. He was actually
one getting picked on.
This motherfucker was a big round. He's way bigger than me. But I came in all gung ho on my bicycle, just fucking like jumped off and like Spider-Man his ass and fucking tackled him. And I think I like headbutted him and fucked him up.
Love
with
it.
Headbutt. And he like little fat kid started crying.
You also have to know, like, I mean, I'm sure Greg can relate. Like, so as far as comedy goes, I mean, you know, I've been doing it over 20 years, and I've driven from LA to, you know, fucking LA to Albuquerque and back in like 2 nights, and then gotten stiffed on the money, and I flew to England, to do a show, and then couldn't
get which is crazy. I would get so pissed if I had to do something like that. And then
flew to England, they like told me that like I wasn't allowed in the country because I didn't have working papers, didn't get paid back. Like, flew back. I've gotten bottles thrown at me and attacked on stage and done the worst gigs ever and stood outside in the Times Square for 5 years giving out flyers to people that spit in my face. But all these terrible gigs that I've done my entire life, but you do them, and that way when you know in the back of your head, like, I deserve this for all the, like, when you have those big shows, you're like, well, did I actually earn this? Yes, for all.
Yes, absolutely.
That I've ridden. Yeah, and I'm sure as a fighter, you have to know in the back of your head for your fight, did I do enough work to win this fight?
You know what? Yeah. You know what I can say truthfully is I feel like you guys as comedians get that abuse worse than we get as fighters. unless
certainly more frequent.
Unless we lose a fight real bad, right? Unless we get fucking knocked out or something fucking just ridiculous happens to us in our fight, right? Like suddenly just something so demoralizing happens to us in our fight. That's the only way that we really get shit. Because you guys get it all the time, right? Unless you're in the mirror to yourself, and then when you're talking to yourself, of course you're like, "Yo, it's good," or of course you're like, "No, it's fucking stupid," right? You're your own critic. But every night you guys go out, you like can possibly get fucking beat on by people. So like I'm afraid of that. I feel like you guys like are so much stronger in that aspect because I don't get beat up like that. I mean, a little bit, like I get beat up by people in the gym, but it's not the same as like.
Yeah, but those are your friends.
Emotional, psychological abuse.
Well, at least, Adam's show on Friday, all night long. I'm like, this motherfucker.
And then from each other, too.
Oh, my God. And then I was like, I even woke up in the morning. I was like, I mean, who turns the audience off? Like, that was the first thing I said.
That's pretty good.
Like, well, I was so mad about it.
Vince, I can deal with people in front of me not laughing. That sucks. But then even afterwards, like you have a good set and somebody fucking hits you up on the internet on a, like, you suck last night on the Tonight Show. Like what? Like, so then you're getting heckled all through the day or on YouTube or on Facebook.
Listen, Adam, people tell you suck on the Tonight Show. You just tweet them back. I was on the Tonight Show. That's exactly all you're missing the important part.
So I did the show and then I had a cruise ship the next day. So I flew to the cruise ship. And I did the same joke I did the night before, and no one laughed. And I go, just so you know, last night I did that on Jay Leno. And someone in the crowd goes, I didn't laugh then either. And I was like, hey.
Did you laugh? You should have laughed when he said that.
Of course I laughed. I
was that's like, hilarious.
That's like, you can't time that up any better. That's
like, Jesus Christ. Like, what the fuck? I was like, why were you watching the Tonight Show on a cruise? Like, shouldn't you have left your room? Like, anyway, it was crazy. Like, so yeah, it's just, it's one of those things. Like,
now your job is to make a rebuttal to that.
But even like,
fucking luck.
The chance of it coming up again, though.
Well, I actually read Steve Martin.
No, not him being on the Tonight Show. That could come up again. I'm saying, so going to a cruise and someone, you know, not laughing at the joke again. I don't think it would happen again. That's the part I was. Don't take that the wrong way.
Adam. No, thank you, man. Steve Martin said he did the Tonight Show 17 times and nobody recognized him till his 17th time. An old lady at like the post office was like, you were that guy on the TV last night. And she goes, yes. And she goes, yuck, and walked away.
People love to register.
People are so fucked up, dude.
They just love it. They just love such pieces of shit. I'm not impressed. You didn't get go on with your life. I don't need to know that.
It's crazy.
Exactly. Why the fuck do you care?
Yeah. I mean, what
about you? You know what? Now I gotta smoke weed. We were talking about that horror show.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
There have been so many horror shows. I mean, dude, there was.
Have you blazing, Tyler? Happy 420, buddy.
I like that
stash. I'm growing a stash too, by the way, in case you didn't notice.
Mine's not
as glorious as yours.
Of course, I noticed.
That's my white trash shit, but.
Yeah, this has been. I mean, I started this like when we started this. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm doing a mustache. And then apparently that's a thing. Apparently a lot of people had the same thought as I did.
I shaved mine down into like a Pierre.
Yeah.
So Vince, whatever happened with you and Jesse Joe?
Nothing. We're still friends. I like Jesse Jess, but like our lives just like it's just like our lives are just so different.
Yeah.
We hang out and whatnot. We hung out a few times, but our lives we just hung out one time. And then she flaked on me, I flaked on her, and then we're both just like whatever. But we're just friends.
I feel like female fighters and female comedians are in like the same boat a lot of ways. Like they're like fun to be friends with, but they're just so much problems.
Oh yeah, so much insanity.
And honestly, I feel like a lot of fighter chicks are like, oh, you just want to fuck me, so you fuck me, and it's like, well, kind of, yeah, but
yeah, it's like that's not entirely untrue. Yeah.
If you think about it, like I'm a guy, and I don't really think about it. First thing I think about is like you're hot, and I want to fuck you. Like anything else is always secondary. So I want to fuck you, like that's the first thing you should know that comes to my head, right? Oh, hello, little Jesus, Adam.
That was a little
Does she say sentences yet?
Yeah.
And that is how you define a gentleman.
to put it more elegantly.
Look at her face. She understood what I said. She's not happy with you.
More elegantly,
You creeped out a child.
You're not approaching a woman who you don't find attractive.
Yes, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Like,
right? It's not like you're sitting at the bar like,
well, yeah, you would be not approaching. You talk to women you don't find attractive. Yeah, you can be friends with people that you don't want to fuck.
For sure. For sure you can be friends.
I'm friends with people like that. But I'm saying when I'm going to talk to someone, I'm not going to go be like, look at that lagoon creature. I'm going to try to bang that lagoon creature. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, but that's just not in my head. I'll be like, that chick's fine. I want to hook up with that chick, right?
Yeah.
I want to bang her, whatever. So then I'll go fucking hit on her and I'll go talk to her. But
And then
we get some.
This is why you're gonna be a lesbian.
And then,
but like, if she's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care who she is, right? And like, I've hooked up with a couple, like, whatever. Call them famous if you want, like, famous chicks. But like, in all reality, like, I don't fucking care. Like, if I find them attractive, I find them attractive. There's chicks that are famous that I don't find attractive that I won't hook up with. But there's ones that I want to that, so what if they're famous? I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I don't care about that. I'm not going to tell my friends. Oh, I mean, I am going to tell my friends, but I'm not going to like tweet, blab it, and be like stupid about it because I just want to bang because she's hot. Like,
yeah, but you're also, but you're also a little bit weird, Vince. Like, there was a girl who had a tattoo on her vagina, and I was like, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, I saw it on like a picture, and I go, Vince, you see that? He goes, oh, I didn't notice that. Like, how do you not notice?
It was dark.
Like, honestly, I was like super hammered when me and her hooked up. So like, I don't fully remember, like, and come to think of it, like, I do kind of remember her having like a tattoo, but I don't like really remember because I was like, we were fucked up, right? Like,
yeah,
it was on a USO tour, yeah. And it was the only time we could drink because we were in dry countries. And we're at the, I can't say where we're at, but we were in the only spot in fucking Kuwait that has alcohol. And we were shit face hammered.
I would have gone crazy.
We were drinking liquor that night, and I'm pretty sure we drank a fucking handle to our me, Matt Hughes, Jessamine Duke. I don't think Shana was even drinking, and Mike Richmond all drank a fucking handle to our domes. And then Tyson Griffin was drinking fucking wine coolers like a sissy lala. I'm just kidding. He was probably drinking beers.
So, Vince, who do you think wins, Gaethje or Ferguson?
Oh, my God. This is such a good fight.
Ferguson.
I'm not about this, but I am for Ferguson and Khabib, kind of, honestly. I think Gaethje is going to – I think Gaethje is going to knock Ferguson out.
Fussy pick.
Because I think Gaethje can eat Ferguson shots. If Gaethje doesn't get – taken down or he doesn't get darced, I think he'll be okay. I think Gaethje will Gaethje has too much power for fucking Ferguson to just walk in like he does on him. He will get clipped and he will get put down.
Wow. First round?
More than likely, yes.
Even though Ferguson has never lost in the first round before?
No, but he's been dropped a lot, and he recovers very well, but you can only recover so much when you get hit with bricks.
Yeah.
Like, you can only get hit so many times and recover, and if you get hit a good time and then a good time once again, you're going out. There's no fucking way. Like, you're going out.
Yep.
But on the other end of that, if Ferguson can – I think Ferguson's strength would be in this fight would be the grappling. I think Ferguson can wrestle fuck him and beat him in that aspect.
Got it.
I didn't see that coming.
I think that's how Ferguson can win this fight.
Who's the best guy you ever spar with?
Like, just kickboxing?
Anything, yeah.
Me.
The best grappler I've ever grappled with is Gilbert Burns.
He's grappling on fucking Skype right now. He can't figure out how to get on this chat on Zoom. Oh,
for real?
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
Did you send him the link? You had to email it to him. Did you text it to him?
I did that to him on Instagram.
Drink your juice.
What was it like grappling with Gilbert Burns?
It was I hated it, dude. Like, I hated it. I've never, to this day, still never grappled anyone who made me feel helpless like he did. His grappling was at that time, and that was in 2012 when I was an Ultimate Fighter, because he came on the Ultimate Fighter. I was so untouchable by everyone on our team grappling wise that Eric DeFerro brought him in to fucking humble me.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, I mean, when you went up against, like, Chiesa,
because I had, like, the best grapple on our team was, like, Miles Jiri. He was a brown belt at the time. And I think I was a blue belt. I don't think I even had my pro belt. Or maybe I was a purple belt. I'm not sure. But I was smashing people, I was smashing them. I was too strong and too well established in my top game. And they couldn't fucking do anything. So he brought Gilbert in to basically fuck me up. And he did. Like, he fucked me up grappling, dude. Like, it was crazy. All I could really do was defend, and then eventually he'd find my hole and he'd catch it.
Wow!
But I did learn a lot from him.
Now, a lot of these guys who go up against like guys that beat him on, they're happy about it. They're like proud. They're like excited about it. I talk to guys.
If they beat him in grappling, in my eyes, that's a good accomplishment. That's a very good accomplishment. Beat him grappling.
But other guys like you, I'm saying, fucking hate it. Hate going with better guys.
It sucks. Who says they like? No. Whoever says they like it, they're a fucking idiot and a liar, dude. Don't even believe them. You like getting smothered? You like getting smothered for however long your fucking round is, like 8 to 10 minutes? Fuck no, dude.
No, it's.
I don't like getting suffocated by some other fucking dude for that long. Over and over again.
Tyler says he likes going guys better than him.
No, okay. It's two different. That's two different things, though. I don't enjoy the process of getting the shit kicked out of me.
I don't like it.
It's not like, oh, fuck, this dude's fucking choking the shit out of me. Like, this is awesome. No, it's afterwards. You have certain guys that you go with where afterwards you're like, there's something I need to change big time so that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, but at the time, you're like, are we engaged?
You're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why is this happening? This shouldn't be happening right now.
Yes, and I'd felt like that before, but only from when I first started training, right? That's the only time I'd ever felt that kind of feeling before. And then when I trained with him, and it's something that you can't like tell people, right, man. Now. Like, I just can't tell.
Show it. I got you.
Okay. I mean, that's honestly how I felt grappling with Vince. It was like, okay,
Chaz Bone, mini beard. Thank you.
I've been training for 10 years at this point. Like 11 years, going with guys that are decent, guys that win tournaments, whatever. I roll with Vince, and we're training MMA too, so it's a little different, but not really. And it's like, I literally could do nothing.
But you're also a brown belt, and Vince is a blue belt.
That's what, I'm
a brown belt. I was a brown belt at the time.
But it doesn't matter. Like, there's just certain guys that, like, they beat you up, and you absorb everything that they're doing because you're like, fuck, like, I gotta remember this or this is going to happen again. Mm-hmm. So it logs deep, deep in that trauma center in your brain. Yeah. And then you just pull it out every time that you roll.
There's something that you cannot explain to someone, and it's someone's ability to accomplish something else, right? You could never fully underestimate or even estimate someone's will to accomplish someone, or someone that can accomplish someone, or someone who's good at accomplishing someone, right? Something. You can't stop them from doing something they're good at. And he's one of those guys that has so many things that he's good at doing that you just cannot fucking stop. And like, there's just no way you can explain it besides rolling with that kind of person, right? Like,
yeah.
You could say all you want, oh, there's nothing I can do, nothing I can do. And people watch and they're like, oh, you could do this, could do that. I'm like, okay, well, when you fucking try it and you see his balance of things you know what I mean? Like, you're going to get someone who knows what you're doing and you know what they're doing, but it's who's better at the physical chess, right? Who is better at physical chess? That's what it's all about.
That's how I felt like when I was wrestling with Eric Bradley. He took like second in the country in NCAAs. Like, I'm like, there's nothing I can do against him.
Yeah, how fucking shitty was it, bro? Like,
thank you.
Sorry. It just sucks, but... Like, I don't want to say it all sucks, because it doesn't all suck, because like when I was rolling with Gilbert, like, it wasn't like he was being a fucking dickhead. Like, me and him were actually friends. We get along very well. Like, we fucking chatted for a bunch. Like, I actually, if I need tips and stuff, I actually will hit him up sometimes and ask him questions.
Yeah.
But so he was like teaching me stuff. But in the time, it's like, it fucking sucks. Like, not being able to do anything, man. Like, to be so frustrated, that all you can think about is like being a little kid, and again, being so frustrated, you just cry. You know what I mean? Like, you're just that frustrated, you can't do anything. You know what I mean?
But, Greg, what are you looking at right now, by the way?
Like, I did. That was hilarious the way you, like, let me just bring this in here while I change it. Like, the audio, if people were just listening to this, they would just hear him seamlessly, geniusly talking about rolling with some dude, you know, and strategy and somebody's will and all this. But watching it, you just see his baby kicking. You're just like, you sniffed something. You're like, is that, oh, yeah, that's bad. That's bad. I'm like, how is this part of the show? This is so crazy within this realm that we've entered. I don't know, man. It just was cracking me up. Although, Vince, you are such a pro. You were like, listen, time for, you know, the art of From Hell with Pichelle.
I've never seen Greg so interested in anything. I've known you for, 20 years? The way you were looking at me changing the diaper and the thing... You're like,
why didn't you turn off the video?
Because I think it's funny. That's like my kind of humor.
It is funny.
I think it's funny that like all of a sudden someone's changing a diaper, and this I just find that's funny. Like I don't know.
I was just like, is he just gonna keep going here?
I think Greg was just secretly hoping that your wife like was like dressed in something like provocative.
Dude, there's that's a whole thing called Zoom fail. Nice.
I just thought it was so funny that you were just changing the diaper right there in the middle of the interview.
What's going on back there, huh?
Like, okay, I guess that's what's up.
Dude, one time I was coaching a wrestling match.
I'm stoned as shit right now. I just thought it was so
funny.
That is hilarious. And the kid's just like, yeah, getting my diaper changed.
Dude, I was coaching a wrestling match at one time. Feet and like giving her a bottle, yelling like slow single, and the ref looks at me like I've never seen that before.
I mean,
you're like, don't worry, she's gonna be a wrestler too.
Yeah, fuck that.
Pretty rare.
Yeah,
she is gonna be a wrestler.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's either gonna be a wrestler or she's gonna hate everything about wrestling. So, just be prepared.
You know what? I've been flipping her over a lot. Like I've been like wrestling with her and like holding her by her legs, like having fun, grappling, you know, like having fun. And she laughs and loves it. Like, she loves gymnastics.
Are you trying to raise a girl, Khabib? Are you going to be bringing in little bears?
Khabiblet?
She's going to have to. Khabiblet, yeah.
Khabiblet.
Khabiblet. Khabiblet.
Khabibli.
Dude, if that would have happened in the U.S., they would have called child services in 5 minutes. Like,
Kimberbeeb. Kimberbeeb.
Like seriously, while the keep was the bear,
yeah, right, dude. We have fucking what's it called? Tiny like those little prostitutes that they do on those TV shows where they dress up like 5-year-olds and like
beauty pageants. Those contests, the beauty pageants.
Yeah,
I call them those prostitutes. Are
crazy. That shit is so horrible, dude. That shit is so horrible. That's what I call
it. Yeah, it's weird. And
don't ever subject your daughter to that, please.
Like, there's nothing right about this. This is bad news.
Vince, you're like the smartest dirtbag I've ever met.
Why? Because my terminology is
intelligent, but you're calling kids prostitutes. Like what? Like who? So funny,
dude.
Intelligent humor.
Of course,
dude. Yeah, that's like what they are, though. Like they like when I like I don't know. Those shows were big for a while, and I saw some of them, like that Honey Boo Boo Child. That was like all big.
It is ridiculous.
And then her mom was giving her like. What was it? I don't even know what it was, honestly. It was like Red Bull and like...
Yeah, like pet pills or something. Yeah.
And she was like mixing it, shaking it.
Straight up abuse, dude.
Pound down like a 20-ounce bottle.
Up.
Yeah. I don't even know if that little girl's still alive. She might have fucking OD'd on diabetes.
Dude, I saw one episode of that. And I was like, I can't believe people live like this. Yeah. Yeah. But that's the point of a show like that. That's what keeps people watching, I guess.
Your kitchen's pretty nice. I expected a lot different, by the way.
Thank you. Really? Here are the fruits.
Here are the fruits. Here are the veggies.
Look at this. I'm balling. I got the paper towels on deck.
I don't know.
Hey, things are looking up. I actually was able to buy a roll of toilet paper from the grocery store the other day.
There you go. There you go. It's catching. I think. A panic buying might be slowing down.
Yeah. Are you leaving your house at all, Vince?
People just don't have any.
Yeah, yeah. I'm honestly living my life like it's kind of normal for the most part.
No, you're not.
Yeah. So like, if I'm hungry, I'll go get fast food. So sometimes, if I need groceries, I go shopping. Like, I don't wear a mask. If I could be honest, I'm not really afraid of this. Like, if there are people that need to be afraid. Like we need to like have caution, but I'm not super afraid. Like it, to me, it's something like the chicken pox. Like we're all going to get it. And we do need to like kind of cut that curve off a little bit, but we're all going to get it. And we need to kind of just realize that at a point and stop fucking panicking like we are. You know what I mean? Like just
thank God you're not the Surgeon General, by the way, because if imagine like Vince said that to the whole country, we have a report.
We're all getting it.
We're all getting it. It's like the chicken pox. We got to cut the curve
honestly,
off.
Honestly. And dude, they know it. They know it.
We're going to die.
They honestly probably know it. And that honestly, like I don't think I'm far off from the truth. And there's probably a lot of people that would agree.
Well, that may be the case. Like that very well may be the case.
Yeah, it's
like,
we do need to cut that fucking curve down.
But exactly. Yeah. We still need to cut the curve down because it's what the impact on hospitals.
Yeah, but so what we're doing isn't
flooded. Then we're fucked. But they're not worried about people dying, sorry to say.
No, they're not, and that's not the thing. But what I'm worried about is life is stopping in the wrong ways. To me, I feel like life is stopping in kind of the wrong ways. Like I feel like things need to be open, but we just need to take caution and stuff. Like instead of closing a lot of shops, have our limits, like 10 people going at a time. You know what I mean? If a line goes up too much, send people home for the fucking
day. Well, I think that's what they're going to start with. I think that's the goal, is to start with things like that and slowly, you know, have it grow from there. I think that is the plan, you know.
Yeah,
I think they're just trying to take this as far as to suppress that curve as possible before you start doing that, because we don't have a cure and we don't have a treatment.
I know.
So, my issue is
there is no treatment. There's no treatment.
It's a virus. I don't know.
That's what I'm telling you. Exactly. So, you know,
there's only helping AIDS, which is like anything else. And that's why this is something, this is why I feel the way I feel about it. And it's probably a super shitty feeling, but like we're going to lose people. Right. And I'm like, I might lose people myself, and it's going to fucking suck. Right. It's going to fucking suck. And I'm not going to be fucking happy about it, but we lose people every fucking day to so many things. Why are we putting so much emphasis on this one thing who kills? So like, you know what I mean? Like it's killing people, but there's so many other things that kill people at such a more alarming rate. And we're doing such a crazy thing because of it. And it's helping a lot, but ultimately like the numbers are all going to stay as low as they are, right? They're not going to like, everyone's going to get affected, and the numbers still going to be 10% or 20% or whatever the rates are.
Well,
right,
that's
now
what they're trying to prevent is from it going to 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why this curve is good. That's why I feel like quarantining is kind of good, but I feel like we're just stopping things in the wrong way. I feel like we're just compounding, like, you know what I mean? And giving people $1,200, you know what I mean? Is kind of like,
right. It's just buying time that they've already spent. I mean, it's putting a bandaid on a broken wound, on a broken bone.
Yes. And if people really want to be safe, like wear a mask then, like wear a mask and go out, you know what I mean? And do your thing, like do your fucking thing, like be,
and there will always be douchebags like you that won't do it. No, I'm kidding.
And I'm not wearing a mask, but you know what? I'm not fucking coughing on people, and I'm not breathing on people.
No, but I understand there's some people that aren't going to buy it, and that's the way it's going to be.
Yes. I practice fucking pretty decent hygiene, I think, for the most part, right? Like, I wash my fucking hands. If I go to the bathroom, I touch shit, I wash my hands before I eat it, wash my hands, right? I'm not a fucking dirtbag. Like, I wash my shit. I wash my keyboard. All my shit gets wiped down. I have fucking wipes. You know what I mean? Like, good, thank God, wipes can still be bought for some reason. Like,
no, I do find it crazy that for all our pharmacology and all our science and all our technology, the only defense we have is staying at home.
Well, there are things
that's
that
it.
Don't be around each other, I guess. Sorry.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That's what we got.
All these pills, all this science, all these fucking labs, all this money, and the best we can do is fucking, hey guys, wash your hands.
But here's the issue that I have. Here's the issue I have, Vince, and I totally understand your point of view, and I agree with it to an extent. But then you watch these videos of these nurses crying that are like, everyone's dying. They're not telling you the truth. It's way worse than it is. And I'm like, is that who I should believe? Because they're
first of all,
the ones there.
First of all, I don't want to say that she's lying, but I never right off the bat take anyone's advice in a video who's crying in it, right? If they're so flooded with emotions, they are not speaking what's true, right? They're speaking with their emotions. So right off the bat, I don't take a lot of that to heart. I wouldn't really take a lot of what she says to be honestly truth. Like, no, I don't want to say that. I don't want to take what she says to be as extreme as it is. Okay.
Right.
I feel like she's just overwhelmed. She's probably stressed out. She was a nurse. I know you're probably talking about that video. I've seen that video. I've seen a few.
There's like a lot of the videos. A lot of nurses are saying that.
Yeah, and they're stressed out, right? But there's a lot of emotions involved in that video. Like, it is bad, but they're probably just being super overwhelmed where they are, right? And there are spots where it's going to be overwhelmed, but those are the spots that we need to focus stuff. But, like, for the most part, in America, we have the resources to take care of this shit, and we have the staff. In spots that we don't, we can come together and help those people. We're fucking Americans. That's what we do. We're fucking America. We help each other in time of need, right? And that's what makes this fucking country great. So that's what we need to do. Like, I don't think shutting shit off and being like, oh, stay away from me, you're fucking disgusting, right, is the fucking thing to do, right? We need to get our
masks. Well, I think we are all pitching in. I think this is the greatest thing we've ever pitched in on in my entire life, you know? True. You know, that we all are like, you know what? Let's stay the fuck home.
All right, but Vince, are you still eating ass
or no? But the people at home, for the most part, like, I'm not going out in public gatherings and doing stupid shit like that, right? When I go out, it's shit that I need to do for my house. Like, I go grocery shopping, or if I'm hungry, I'll go get food, right? And I honestly just go to Chick-fil-A, because if I could be real, Chick-fil-A is the only place that I really like to go do that I in my eyes right now can fully trust.
Right.
Right? Because to me, Chick-fil-A is
blessed by...
Yes, I need more on the Chick-fil-A supremacy, please.
It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with religion, because I'm not religious at all. It has to do with their morality that they have. Like, Chick-fil-A is such a good standard of company, and the way they run things is to such a high standard that I feel like I could trust them. You know what I mean? And that's a hard fucking thing to say about a company, right? How many of you could say that about a
company? No, that's a surprising analysis. Like,
they treat their fucking employees so well, right? They put their employees through college. They sell their own products and give that money to their employees for college funds. Like, they take care of fucking people there. They have like 10 fucking kids working at our Chick-fil-A just to fucking pay kids. You know what I mean? They don't need that many people there working there. Like, they're not there to make money. They're there to
Are you sponsored by Chick-fil-A?
No, I'm not. I'm not, but I just love them. I just love the company and the way they do shit, right? And of course, the fucking chicken is the best chicken ever. Like, I fucking love the food, but...
See, my problem is, I'm sorry, I just love me some Popeyes, baby.
Yeah, Popeyes.
Ooh, that'd be a good Popeyes 420 chicken dinner.
Sandwiches. But you know what else I like? You know what else I like that people are going to talk shit about is Chipotle. I love Chipotle. Chipotle
like
has done me dirty.
Yeah,
whatever. See, exactly. Chipotle has done me dirty several times, 4 or 5 times, probably 6 times at least, right?
I'm never going to
What? You know why? It's because their shit, they don't spray with any pesticides and shit. Their shit is completely natural for the most part. And when you do complete natural shit, you're going to get bit every once in a while. You know why? Because they don't have pesticides to get rid of bugs or any of the other shit, right? Because it's natural. And that's
I love their salad dressing, man. Their salad dressing is fucking phenomenal.
The show took a weird turn right now.
I'm never going to get Chipotle down the street to a taco.
Maybe you should change another. Maybe you should change another diaper. That would bring it right back.
That's how I feel about it, right? I'll shit my pants every once in a while for some food that I know is like.
But like, if you're going to shit your pants, bro, shit your pants at the taco cart down the street. Like, why are you getting Chipotle?
Why are you shitting your pants?
Go to the truck, get an Al Pastor burrito.
If I could be honest, why am I going to pay some illegal guy that doesn't pay taxes money when I can just pay them and have the same shits?
Oh, that's the exact reason I would pay them.
In California, it's bad, bro. It's bad, bro. And not that I don't want to sound like a racist, because it's not a race thing. I don't want to support people who want to come here illegally and kind of just extort our country. Like, that's just how I feel about it. I don't want to get too political, but that's how I feel.
But don't you fight those guys?
But they are paying. They have licenses to operate those trucks. Like, they're doing all those things. Like,
oh, do they?
Yes.
You know, a lot of them don't, right?
I don't care.
Do you check for it? You should be able to see it. Do you see their license? Don't talk to me, Tyler. Don't talk to me right now.
My excuse for everything is the government is so bad at managing funds already. Like, if a couple taco trucks aren't paying taxes on their fucking $2,000 of burritos every day.
Greg, you're the Mexican in this.
But that's not the government's fault. That's our fault for making
laws. Hold on. Greg's actually Mexican.
Laws that allows the government to be lazy about that exact
shit. I don't feel like having two white guys talk about Mexican rights.
For a service.
Okay, so what do you think, Greg?
What, man? Listen.
Didn't you used to work on a taco truck?
Of course. I own 3. Dude, I've never worked on a taco.
No, but your character. I was cueing you for that character you do.
Oh, to do Miguel?
Yeah. Fail.
I'm so high right now, man. I don't think I can do it.
Listen, this is all I'm saying. Vince.
Huh.
Do you pay taxes on pad sessions or personal training sessions?
Do I what?
If you hold mitts for somebody, do you charge people like ever to hold mitts or like do a private session or like a private training?
No, but I don't charge people.
You don't charge people ever?
Did I charge you for training you and coaching you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not accusing you. I'm just asking you. So you don't charge people.
That's why he's learning coding.
Do you know people that do? That don't pay taxes on that money? Like, okay, I'll give you a private for $100.
I'm sure I do, but I don't ask people that because I don't.
But it's like, it's the same
thing.
You did
for shit, right, you did shit.
Fine. Like, if you're agreeing to a food, a restaurant that isn't overseen by the government, that doesn't like undergo those things that I'm paying taxes for, and I'm just saying, hey, fuck it, I'm going to take my chances on the street meat. Here's $5. Give me that burrito.
Yeah, Tyler, you went to war.
Let me tell you this. So, and so maybe if I explain this aspect, you'll understand a little more. So I won't go to like a little taco truck or some little fucker on the street, right? I won't give those guys money unless typically I could see like a license thing. And that's maybe just a tick of mine that I have, but like, I don't know. I just like, honestly, if I'm drunk, I'll buy off those dudes too, right? If I'm at a bar and I walk out on Sunset, I'll buy shit, right? I'm not going to lie.
I'll buy food.
And I don't think about it. Bacon wrap dogs get me every time.
Yeah, but that's the only time that I'll ever buy food off those guys, right? Other than that, like the only kind of like that hole-in-the-wall Mexican food I'll get is, and I'll give you an example, is we have a Pizza Me out here, and it's ran by motherfuckers who probably are illegal, you know what I mean? But the Pizza Me is a legit store. And these motherfuckers don't sell pizza in this store. They sell Mexican food. It's a Pizza Mia that sells Mexican food. I go there all the time, buy Mexican food.
Tyler, you served our country for the rights of people not to pay taxes. Okay, so just so you know.
Yeah, Tyler, you piece of shit. You piece of shit.
Hey, you'd be surprised how many people in the veteran community are like pure libertarian.
I do, Sophie.
Pure libertarian?
In the military community, anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's listen. Like,
government doesn't need your hand because we're there firsthand to see how fucking shit bad they are at doing everything.
Yeah, but listen, I just don't want to be a total hypocrite. So like I do bend the laws, but I bend
oh, everybody,
right?
So
I bend my way.
Well, I mean, if they're bringing Shane Crushton to teach fighting, how good could they be doing?
Oh my God, aren't you his friend?
Yeah, I'm a good friend of him.
When they roasted, dude.
Not anymore. Saint Crutch's fucking personal training sales went down 50%.
Vince, man, you still have the best logo out there, man. I'm still
waiting. Oh, thanks.
Tyler wore one of your shirts.
Yeah.
Last time I was on the show.
Which one was it? Was it the new one, the From Hell one?
Was it the
Thrasher one?
From Hell Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one. And then Vince gave me
a shout out. But then your last fight, you gave everyone you knew a shout out except for us, by the way.
No, I didn't. My last fight, I talked shit to EA for not putting me in the fucking UFC game because they're fucking douchebags.
Yeah. Dude, he got memed, remember?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was a pretty dope meme, too.
Good for a while, man.
I got the Nate Diaz meme. I got the Nate Diaz meme, the one where he's like, the Conor McGregor was like, you motherfucker took the thing I work for.
I'll come for you.
That, but it was like what I said to EA Sports. Oh, my God, do you want to see it? Can I show it to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, bring it up, man. I haven't seen it.
You never saw those memes, dude? Oh,
they're so good. It's so good. Hold on. Did I post it on my Instagram?
I think so. You had to.
I don't think you could bring it up on the screen, though.
I think you can put it on his backdrop.
I could have it to where you guys see my screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me.
Greg, what's that towel for? Oh, it looks like you're wearing a towel.
Yeah. Why are you wearing a towel?
No,
are you sweating, Greg?
No, it's a
fucking robe. He's got a robe on. Is that a robe?
Oh, dude.
Yikes.
What are you, an Eskimo?
Okay. I can try to stay. I'm a little breezy. I just want to, you know.
Greg, do you like? I know.
I like to stay comfortable when I watch Adam change his child's diaper.
Of course.
I know. So why don't you use your heater, you animal? Do you not have a heater?
Dude, I got this fucking Jedi robe, dude.
You have a robe too, Tyler? That's great.
Dude, I got this Jedi robe, bro.
I'm just comfortable, man.
Oh my gosh, should I get a robe too? I have a robe.
Put one on. We're all doing it,
dude.
All right, BRB. Hello.
You're like Yoda, except you're like, you pay taxes.
I pay taxes. I'm not saying like
taxes, no pay,
I'm
sir.
Not saying don't pay taxes. I
understand, dude. It's like there are bigger problems than whether or not Vince eats.
I'm saying if you're gonna hustle and do a fucking taco truck and you're driving around all day sweating in a hot ass truck behind a grill, slinging tacos for $2 a pop. That's your money.
Yeah, I have no problem.
Oh yeah.
Now we're all wearing
luxury before.
That's right. It's super cash now.
Well, listen, people listening, we didn't have Gilbert. Tomorrow we have Sean O'Malley on the show. Wednesday we have Bob Sapp.
What happened to Gilbert? It didn't work.
No, Gilbert didn't show up.
Do we need to tech him real quick? Do we need to tech him up? What is he trying to do? He's trying to Skype it.
I tried three. We don't need him. This is fucking better anyway.
Oh my god. Okay.
And then we got a sack show. But I'm looking forward to having Sean O'Malley on tomorrow.
I'm very much looking for. We should. How did you not have him on today, dude?
4:20.
Yeah.
I know, you should have had him on today. Today would have been a perfect day.
Yeah, Gilbert's on today, like bro. I haven't seen Gilbert
extraordinaire.
Sean's probably in fight camp right now. He's probably in fight camp. I mean, Gilbert's in fight camp. Sean's not. He's probably blazing it up. Could have got high with us. Just call him right now. See if he answers.
I don't have a number. I just hit him up on Instagram. Anyway.
I love that you thought I had a towel around my neck this whole
time. I totally thought it was a towel too, bro.
Like I'm schwitzing.
Really?
Like I'm sitting there.
It's not really far off color from your shirt. So,
dude, I'm like, Tyler, how was your weekend? He's like, I went to the desert.
I'm like, dude. I was rapping all day Saturday, bro.
Is that really all he says?
Yeah, out to the desert. That's all he says.
Went to the desert.
What did you do in the desert? He's like, I don't know. I met some friends. I'm like, That sounds normal. Where did you sleep?
Oh, twigs in his robe too. Oh my god. When I camp in the desert, I sleep in the dirt in a sleeping bag.
Dude, I slept. I used to do that. My back is too fucked up now, so now I sleep in the bed of my truck.
In the bed of your truck?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
No. I got a mat. I got like a 5-inch foam mat. I just roll it out back there, take everything out, put the tailgate down, put my sleeping bag in there, fucking. Set up the binger. And
I stay at the next available Marriott.
Like a fucking man.
Any one of their branded properties, the, you know, Residence Inn. Like, with all
you go with your girlfriend?
Do I what?
You go with your girlfriend at least, or was this you?
Sometimes. No, she's at home, dude. She's quarantined with her parents, and her parents are like, they're taking this super seriously, so I haven't seen them.
Sure they are. Insane. Just because of you, they're like, listen, this is a very strict quarantine. You're not going anywhere.
Dirty motherfucker ain't coming
in. The desert by yourself and slept in your truck.
Yeah. So I go to the I was with a buddy of mine. So I have a friend down in Orange County. He has three kids. They've all been holed up in their house for a month, and they're like, fuck it, we gotta go.
Greg, so you out there. That long, man.
We just did a what?
Greg, is that normal?
Out. Oh, dude, yeah.
Wilson, Greg?
What?
Is that normal behavior to go sleep in your truck in the desert? Or
sure, why not? Yeah, if you're a dude, that's your
dream. I mean, like, yeah, this is a once-a-month occurrence in my life.
He could be allergic to ants. So. What if he gets an ant bite and his fucking dick swells up and he can't use it again?
Well, maybe he's just a poor, you know, and this is the only thing he can do.
I'm one of those poor
motherfuckers. All bones. You can't just lay bones on the ground. It constorts them.
Not everybody's got Marriott money, brother.
It's true. I am a poor.
A poor.
A poor. But I, dude, this poor knows how to be poor. This poor been poor for. I'm old poor, bro.
Listen, I've been poor my whole life, man. Shit.
I'm poor. I'm a poor.
Oh, I know. I'm poor. Raised and bred.
You know what I've been going back to? Hot dogs on regular bread. Hot dogs on regular bread with
you
a little
split
bit
them.
Of
you split them in half, so it spreads
them
out farther.
Split them in half, make the sandwich.
Are you splitting the hot dog in half though, so it spreads out farther?
Yeah, I can make peanut butter sandwiches. I can make turkey sandwiches.
Peanut butter is my favorite.
Shit, dude.
I make such thick peanut butter sandwiches, bro. Like literally, like a fucking inch.
Yeah,
you guys can do that.
Professional athlete, right here.
Exactly.
Highest of the UFC. Twitch.
He's on the short run.
Peanut butter sandwiches, guys. See if you guys.
Dude, it's all protein, bro. It's real all protein. Talk, dude, it's all good
a
fats.
Peanut
and
butter sandwich is like a legit like
and a cup of milk
with,
and a cup
with
of milk.
Good bread.
Fuck yeah, bro. Some potato bread.
And a good half inch.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out. Potato bread. Potato bread. You're the real MVP. Hey, fuck every other bread. Ezekiel bread tastes like cardboard dog shit. It could kiss my ass.
Yeah, get at me, or a wheat potato bread, country potato bread. with a little dust.
If you haven't had potato bread, get potato bread. It's healthier than any other bread besides Ezekiel bread, but Ezekiel bread tastes like dog shit. Dried up dog shit. White dog shit is what that tastes like.
All right, well, listen, guys. Dude, hope you guys enjoyed our show today. Been a lot of fun. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Vince, I'm so happy.
420 show now?
Yes. Yeah. I'm so happy that nothing has changed in your life, Vince. Okay. And Tyler, you're the best. Greg, stay healthy. You're the man. take care, guys. Greg,
stay healthy. Stay short and round. Stay good.
Trap, don't trap. Түүний сонс до хөгжим дөрвөл лаа. Даа дэс дуутан дөрвөл амуу лаа.